Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah, yep, I got you.
All right. Certainly another tough loss for your for team in conference play, 28-20 to New Hampshire, a game that you were up at the half. Just give me your impressions on what happened Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday, you know, we took advantage of some really good field position in the first half. They started out the game with a long drive, and I've said before that, you know, no matter how much you practice and how good your scout teams can, you know, show what the other team is doing in practice, you always got to get used to the game speed. And to their credit, they took the ball down the field and converted on third down. I think they converted three third downs on the opening drive and took a 7-0 lead. And then our defense kind of settled in a little bit. And I think those are the only three third downs, at least in the first half, that they were able to convert. And our offense, like I said, we had a partially blocked punt that gave us real good field position at approximately their 40-yard line that we were able to take that in for a score. And, you know, we did some good things up front, offensively and defensively in the first half. And, you know, then when we came out in the second half, you know, we didn't execute. It was really more about our execution than anything else. And to their credit, they did. You know, their quarterback is, I know everyone knows, he's Rookie of the Week this week. He, you know, had a really good game in the second half and completed a high percentage of throws. And we didn't. And, you know, the bottom line is we got to do a better job protecting the football, and we got to do a better job, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage, because they did a good job coming out in the second half and got after us a little bit up front and controlled the line of scrimmage, and we weren't able to put the ball in the end zone in the second half like we did in the first half.
Your team has dropped three straight. All have been really tight games into the fourth quarter in the last 3 weeks after the 6-0 start. How as a coaching staff do you go about trying to regain the momentum?
Well, you just need to stay the course. You know, it's about execution. There's been some moving parts. You know, our secondary is starting to come back now, where we're almost back to full strength, which, you know, Benford missed a few games last week, so he's still got a little rust. Hopefully we can get that off in the next few weeks. Jaquan Amos missed two games. He's been back recently. So there's been some moving parts from that perspective. And when you have those moving parts, you know, you're looking for opportunities to play consistent football. But when you're moving personnel in there, it's hard to get that consistent play. So we're hoping that we'll get, you know, some of our guys back and they can start playing together again and those type of things. But the bottom line is stay the course and continue to, you know, hopefully practice well, prepare well. And the bottom line, when you look at where we were in our first six and where we are in the last three, we went from +4 in the turnover margin to where we are right now at -3. So that's a difference, you know, of 7 turnovers in these last couple games. So against us, you know, -7. So we got to do a better job protecting the ball, and we just have to go out there and perform at a consistent level as opposed to two quarters or three quarters of the game and so on. And then, you know, protect the ball is the key there, and you don't give the opportunities and the other possessions to the other team, extra possessions to the other team.
Your quarterback, Daniel Smith, had three of those picks, and a lot of them in the red zone. He's still at 313 yards passing. He had a touchdown running, touchdown throwing. When you've gone back and looked at those plays, was it something New Hampshire did, or just decision-making that he, you know, ones that maybe he would like to have back? Because he's been pretty good with ball security most of the year.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's gotten us, like I said, these last couple games. You know, again, to the opponent's credit, in this case, New Hampshire, their guys are in position to make those plays. You know, whenever you give the ball up and you're already in scoring position, whether you can come out with a field goal or obviously you want to try to get the touchdown, you know, throws were just off a little bit. And I don't want to say it was bad decision making. I guess I'm going back to after we watching the film, and it wasn't just in the turnovers. There was other plays where it was just not the execution that we needed. So, you know, by and large, you know, our defense was playing pretty well when you look at certain things, and then, you know, they have the big chunk touchdown plays. They have 31 and 21-yard touchdown runs and passes. And, you know, if you can knock those things down for, you know, minimal gain as opposed to giving up the score, you know, you're in better shape. And then from the offensive side, Dan's still making good decisions with the ball. It's just that the one that was picked off in the end zone just before the half, you know, was a little bit longer for our wideout. So their secondary guy made a great break on the ball, and it was overthrown slightly in the backcourt of the end zone. Dan was trying to put it where only our guy could get it, and unfortunately their safety beat our guy to the ball. So you got to give them credit for making some plays as well.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
First question is from the line of Kevin Tresolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Mark, I have a football question as opposed to a specific Villanova question here for you. But in your years in the game, how has the use of tackling in practice evolved over the years to the point where it is now, and how in relation to that do you guys try to get your guys to tackle well, tackle fundamentally the way you want them to, when I know there just isn't as much tackling done in practice now as there used to be?
Yeah, Kevin, I think you see that at all levels, where I think the fundamentals of tackling have dropped off a little bit, mainly because, you know, as you said, everyone's trying to get into practice and keep people healthy. And in our case, with a limited roster, that's definitely true. But, you know, what you're trying to do is, we have the tackling circuits, we have the turnover circuits, you know, like everyone else does. You have the thing they call the donut, which is something you roll and you get your guys to hit a moving target and wrap up. And then, you know, you do some other drills and things of a tackling circuit. But that's the challenge. And, you know, as long as I've been coaching here at Villanova and talking with other folks, and, you know, I've been primarily an offensive guy most of my career, that's always the thing that our defensive coaches are striving for. They always want to try to get more live tackling in practice, and outside of spring ball and, you know, what you do in preseason, I know a lot of teams get away from doing that when you're in season because of the game that takes toll on your body. You don't want to keep banging them up in practice. So, you know, it's just something we got to continue to work on. And, you know, it really isn't our missed tackles that have been hurting us. We have missed some in the open field and so on. You know, it's the turnovers that have kind of bit us a little bit more these recent weeks. So, you know, we got to do the turnover circuits as well. But, you know, that's a double-edged sword, Kevin. You know, I appreciate your asking that question, because I'd be anxious to see how some other coaches might answer that as well.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
Mark, one more on the offensive side. Chunga Hodge, 7 catches, 106 yards for you on Saturday. It's the second time in 3 weeks he's gone over 100. How has he developed as a receiver as this year has gone along?
Yeah, Shanga's doing a really good job, and fortunately, you know, knock on wood, he's been able to stay healthy. And this is really the first time in the last 3 seasons he's been able to do that. So he's really done a good job taking care of himself off the field and, you know, staying healthy and doing the things to, you know, recover from the games. And he's been having a really nice year for us. So we're hoping that can continue this week moving forward. And, you know, Shanga's been a great, you know, like I said, a great steady part of our offense, and he's making some really nice catches for us. He had two really good catches in this game. One that was, you know, a little high, and he came down with it and set up one of our scores because he caught it at the 5-yard line. So really pleased with Shanga and how he's, you know, been able to stay constant and stay steady for this season.
Before I let you go, Saturday, you have a Richmond team coming to your place that's won 4 straight in conference play, coming off a big win on Saturday against Stony Brook. As you've started to study the Spiders, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, they're really good, just like everybody else in the league. I know you've had the other callers saying the same thing. Everyone's kind of, you know, similar, same CAA that we've had in recent years. You know, everyone just keeps taking tolls, beating up on each other. And, you know, they're real good. They got a real good up front. You know, they got Maurice up there, Jackson, that's the preseason defensive player of the year, and he's doing a really nice job. Along with some other guys that have really good size up front. They're linebackers. I think they have 2 of the top 10 tacklers in the league, so they're doing a good job there. Their defense is long and athletic, and they have great size. They have a couple guys in the back end that are over 200 pounds with real good length at 6'2", 6'3", and 6'4". And then on offense, they're big up front. They're doing a really nice job. You know, Joe's doing a great job managing the game. They don't throw it as much as maybe some other teams. I don't know, that might change this week coming into our game. But, you know, Joe's done a good job running the ball as well. They do some quarterback runs, so you got to account for him from that perspective. He's a big guy that can, you know, run power plays and those types of things. So we just have to do a good job. And as I mentioned in the call earlier, we got to do a much better job trying to not only eliminate turnovers from our end, hopefully create some and get some in our favor.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time as always this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks.
All right, thank you.